I'm here to tell you something. What a disgrace we saw happen yesterday at what was supposed to be a funeral. Barack Hussein Obama disparaging the men and women who wear a blue uniform. The men and women who patrol these streets, who try to keep all of us safe, who try to protect our families from the rampaging mobs and the hordes of thugs out there. And he likened them to Bull Connor and George Wallace. Civil rights era racist. It was despicable. It was disgraceful. And it was a lie. It was a flat-out lie. And so we're going to call out this former president's lies on national radio today. And I don't have any problem doing it. I'm not scared of anybody. They can call me whatever they want to call me. But you know what? We're going to stand up and we're going to speak the truth. We're going to stand alongside law enforcement of the United States of America. And we are going to stand alongside President Donald John Trump. But could someone answer a question for me? And this is, again, we know who Barack Hussein Obama is. The man was a community organizer. That was on his LinkedIn resume. That was his job. His job was to foment dissent. His job was to create chaos. That's what the role of a community organizer is. That's what he did for a living before he was elected to the presidency. That's who he is. So we know that. But here's what I don't understand. Yesterday, you had Dr. Fauci coming out and say, not only do all of you people need to go out there, not only do you need to wear the face masks, but now you need to wear a face shield. A face burqa is no longer good enough. Now you have to cover your entire face with a face shield, and then you also need to wear goggles. So you got to wear goggles, you got to wear the face shield, and you got to wear the face burqa. I read somewhere somebody's calling it a face diaper. Whatever. It is what it is. It depends. That being said, you've got Dr. Fauci out there saying you've got to wear all of this stuff. You've got a social distance. You have the mayor of New York City, Bill Comrade de Blasio, a known Jew hater, sending the police out to disrupt the funerals of Orthodox Jews in New York City. You have the mayor himself getting in a patrol car and driving down and threatening to arrest Jews who are trying to bury the dead. You have Democrat Gavin Newsom out in California, Gruesome Newsom, telling the Christians that they're not allowed to gather inside their church houses. They're not allowed to sing songs. They're not allowed to chant, and everyone has to wear a mask. You've got attacks on people of faith all over America. You have people being arrested, people being sentenced to home confinement because they did not socially distance. And here's my question, and I'm hoping someone in the listening audience is going to be able to help me out with the answer here. Why is it that the Democrats are allowed to bury their dead, but the rest of us are not? Why is it the Democrats are allowed to hold these lavish funerals? And again, we're not speaking ill of the dead on this radio program. Not at all. But the fact of the matter is, these Democrats have been allowed to have these massive gatherings, these protesters out in the streets. That's okay. But you get some Christians together, all of a sudden you have a global pandemic. A bunch of Jews in New York City can't bury their dead, but it's okay for the Democrats to bury theirs. So I want someone to answer this question for me. Why is it that the Democrats can bury their dead, but the rest of us cannot? Why is it that the Democrats can gather inside a church house, but the rest of us are not allowed to? Why is it that the Democrats are allowed to gather and not socially distance? I've got the photographs up on the website, toddstarnge.com. It's very clear to me there was not much social distancing going on inside that church house. Why is that? Why is it that these Democrats and these medical experts who are telling us, lecturing all of us, you got to wear the mask. You know who wasn't wearing a mask yesterday? President Barack Hussein Obama. When he was giving his address, his remarks, he was not wearing a mask. You say, well, Todd, that's because Barack Hussein Obama is a great orator, and we have to be able to he can't deliver his oratory if he's wearing a mask. Really? Well, maybe that's the most important time to wear a mask. Isn't that what the medical experts told us? Because the spittle that comes out of our faces, out of our mouths, is diseased. Isn't that what the medical experts told us? So you have to wonder how many people might have possibly been exposed to the China virus at Ebenezer Baptist Church because Barack Hussein Obama might have expunged or expelled spittle from his mouth during his oratory. Just asking these questions. And I know this is a little controversial for people. And I was getting some blowback on Twitter yesterday. Todd, how dare you? How dare you disparage the Democrats? They're just holding a funeral. Have you no compassion, man? Have you no shame? You're just a racist. I was actually, some woman from Southern Methodist University, their school of theology down there, sent me this rampaging letter. I may read this letter on the air later today. I'm still thinking about it. But she flat out called me a racist for daring to criticize Barack Obama. And you know what? That's fine, because that is the mainstream media narrative. You dare raise an issue, well, all of a sudden you become an evil person. You become a racist person. But the reality of it is the Democrats are using funerals to take cheap, cheap political shots at their enemies. And that is just despicable. That's beyond despicable. That's evil. And I'll say something else that's probably going to rattle a few Democrats and those pajama boy snowflakes with the bad skin conditions that live in their mother's basements eating the Cheetos listening to this radio program. I think that the Democrat Party is infested with some sort of a demonic spirit. There is evil, evil in the Democrat Party. Evil. We're going to talk about that today. We're going to take your calls, 844-747-8868, toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. Our website, the live show blog, is up and running. All sorts of great links to the guest we have on the show, the stories we talk about, ToddStarnes.com. We'll be right back.
America's only fair and balanced talk radio host, Todd Starnes.
Connor may be gone, but today we witness with our own eyes police officers kneeling on the necks of black Americans. George Wallace may be gone, but we can witness our federal government sending agents to use tear gas and batons against peaceful demonstrators.
All right, you know what? I'm reclaiming my time. Enough of you, President Obama. Look, the man is lying to you folks, and there's no polite way to say it, but the man is flat out lying. The police are not using tear gas on law-abiding peaceful protesters. And we're going to get into that a little bit later on, but just moments before the show, I received an urgent call from our affiliate in Chattanooga, Tennessee, Nuga Radio. That's 92.7 FM, NugaRadio.com. One of their reporters was trying to do his job, going over to the courthouse, and the deputies threatened to arrest the guy, threatened to arrest a reporter for Nuga Radio. That reporter is on the Liberty University newsmaker line, David Tulis. David, great to have you on the show today. I want you to tell us what happened.
Well, Todd, I was going to the court building in Chattanooga to cover a hearing for the 911 call from hell story involving Michael James, a local man, a truck driver, wrongly accused, and I'm trying to cover his story. And I made appearance at the court entrance, Todd, so that I could go into the particular court where I have a right to be, and where my listeners and readers have a right to be vicariously through me. And I was told that I could not go further without a mask. I insisted that I had a right to the court under Article 1, the open courts provision in our Constitution, And I was told, well, no matter, you're not allowed in, because the rule is from the courts, the court system, that everyone has to have a chin diaper, or, of course, they didn't call it that, a face covering on to get into the court.
Now,
and
David,
I said, go ahead.
Well, David, let me jump in here. So, I mean, you are a credentialed reporter. This is part of your beat. You've been doing this for a very long time now. Have you ever been stopped like this?
No, never. And in fact, ordinarily, lawyers and reporters get through without having their bags searched or their belts removed or their shoes removed, in deference and respect to their office. And that's always been the case with me. I'm just waved through my briefcase chock full of, who knows what as far as they're concerned. But, you know, they trust me as a reporter of an established press outlet. So I've never had a problem before, Todd.
So David, you're trying to get in there. You're trying to do your job. You're not wearing the face mask. What happened next?
Well, the reason I'm not wearing a face mask is on principle, Todd, and that is that if the court is open and your listener has a right to go into any court at any time for any purpose, for pleasure, amusement, boredom, tedium, covering, attending the case of a relative, you know, support member, observer, right, spotter, those kinds of people all have a right to be there, then there cannot be, if you have a right to do these things, there cannot be put upon that right any condition, because the adding of a condition on a right is effectively a tax on it. And there can be no rulemaking that would abrogate a right. That's Miranda versus Arizona. And so here we have rulemaking that abrogates the right to the man in the story who wants coverage, me who wants to give the coverage, to be in that court. The demand to have any medical device or any health-related object on one's physiognomy is a condition. And it's so serious in their minds that they will prohibit my entry, even though I said I have a condition and I cannot wear a mask. Now, that was the initial thing. I said, well, and they said, well, what condition is it? Do you have any papers to show, like doctor's papers? I said, well, this is, you know, here we are in public and I really can't do that. But there are three elements to this condition: A, legal; B, religious; and C, personal. So the religious condition, my religious objection, should have been sufficient to allow me to go in, but that was not enough.
So they want to force you. It doesn't matter if you have a religious objection. Doesn't matter if you have a health issue. They're going to make you wear a face mask. We call them face burkas on this program. A face burka into the courthouse.
Well, that's right. And I don't have a medical exemption, but there's plenty of literature out there to suggest that having any kind of constraint on your breathing is unhealthy. And I didn't bring that up. I had no documents to show. But those are all beside the point. If my listener has a right and your listener has a right to go into a court, then it cannot be imposed upon in any way, because that is, as you see, with the threat of arrest, that is a barrier. That is a barrier that is illegal. And the noted case from the Supreme Court on this point is Richmond Newspapers versus Commonwealth of Virginia, 1980. Which I was prepared to quote from, and I had mentioned to them. But again, it doesn't really matter. Our rule is our rule. The problem is across the country, Todd, that judges who have judicial authority exercise that through cases, and they have also administrative authority. Again, but that authority is upon the administrative bodies of courts, not upon any private person. And yet here I'm told that I'm subject to Judge Jeff Bivens's order, or even the county mayor's order, because that the county mayor is the name I was given to complain to. That was the party to aggrieve against.
So what was the outcome here? I understand that they threatened to arrest you.
Yes. Well, to make the point clear, to show that they were willing to use compulsion and violence against me, I got my nerve up there in the warm foyer before going in. Past the security machine, went through the door, all my equipment in my hand, and I proceeded through the locked, the square thing you pass through for detecting metal. And I said, well, I'm here. I have a right to be here. You cannot stop me. I'm a member of the public, and I have a right to be here and stand aside. And they immediately surrounded me. There were five deputies serving Jim Hammond here in Hamilton County, and said, you are going to be, if you don't leave, we're going to arrest you. So I took the discussion as far as I could, trying to measure the patience of these officers against me, and then I just, you know, I capitulated and said, all right, so you're threatening to arrest me with violence, to manhandle me, but no one did touch me. I was not actually assaulted by any of the officers, Todd.
Well, the fact that a law-abiding American journalist was surrounded by law enforcement and threatened with arrest for doing his job, and simply because you didn't want to wear a face mask, that is outrageous. And I'm glad you did not go to jail. Had you have gone to jail, I want you to tell your boss that I would be very happy to and honored to pay your bail. Because this is just unacceptable that something like this happens. That's part of the, you know, being a Todd Stearns affiliate, we do offer bail service. So
well, that's terrific, Todd. What a genius you are. Thank you.
You never know when it might come in handy these days. You never know, David. All right. Well, David, we know you have some amazing video. We're going to share that on our page, and you can go to NugaRadio.com and access our Facebook page to see what happened to David. I hope you guys are making a big deal about this over at the radio station.
Well, we are. Just quickly, I'm a reporter, the investigative reporter that does legal analysis, and I've done all the legal research enough to take this whole matter to chancery, which is what I'm planning to do, targeting the governor. These acts are ultra vires; they're unconstitutional, and we have gubernatorial legislating, which is not allowed by the division of powers. The governor cannot legislate. And so we are under totalitarianism. Thanks, Todd.
David, yeah, that music, you know what that means. We got to scoot out of here, pay some bills. David Tulis from NugaRadio.com, one of our great affiliates in Chattanooga, Tennessee. They threatened to throw him in jail because this reporter was not wearing a face mask at the courthouse. Welcome to Dr. Fauci's America, ladies and gentlemen. 844-747-8868. We'll be right back. To the Todd Stearns radio show. Great to have you with us today. And I'm telling you, folks, it's just unbelievable what the Democrats are doing and how far they will go to smear Donald Trump and smear you as conservatives and especially law enforcement. That was not a funeral yesterday. That was a political rally. Our good friends over at Young America's Foundation put it like this. They've got a little Instagram post. By the way, Todd Stearns FNC, if you want to follow us on Instagram. In the span of a single week, the left has celebrated the death of conservative Professor Mike Adams, accused Attorney General Bill Barr of being a threat to democracy, danced on the grave of Herman Cain, an American success story, and yet the leftists claim they're the compassionate ones. Well, I'm sure our next guest is going to have something to say about that. Our good friend, the great Republican Congresswoman Debbie Lesko. Congresswoman, great to have you with us today.
It's great to be with you and your listeners.
You know, we were talking early in the show about this funeral, Congressman John Lewis's funeral, that President Obama turned into a political stump speech where he attacked not just the president, but also law enforcement.
You know, the depths to which my Democratic colleagues and the Democrats will go is just unbelievable. We saw that firsthand in Judiciary Committee as they were attacking Attorney General Barr the other day, and they wouldn't even let the guy answer questions. They'd pose it as a question, and then they wouldn't let him answer. And when Congressman Doug Collins from Georgia said, "Why don't you just admit this is about Donald Trump and you hate Donald Trump?" They kept saying, "Oh no, this isn't about Donald Trump," which is a total lie. It's unbelievable what is happening here in Congress. It is so partisan. I was in a classified briefing this morning, which the entire Congress was able to go to it, and I can't tell you the details, but it was so the Speaker Pelosi was there, and so was Steny Hoyer, and it was so partisan what they were saying, just unbelievable, laughing at Republican members when Republican members had a question or a statement, laughing at them. And this is not even in front of cameras. So these people believe this stuff. They will stop at nothing. It's unbelievable.
You see, and that's that. And for me, that's the bigger part of this. And we always ask the Congress, the lawmakers we have on from Congress, you know, what's going on behind the scenes? Are you guys just, you know, is this just for the cameras behind the scenes? Or is everybody kind of getting along here? You're telling me, Debbie Lesko, that the Democrats are just as bad off camera as they are on camera?
Yes, not all of them. There are some, obviously, it's just like everything. But the vast majority of the Democrats that I have dealt with on the three committees that I'm on, Rules Committee, Homeland Security Committee, and Judiciary Committee, are really just so radical. They believe this stuff. They believe that illegals should get $1,200 payments. They believe illegal, there shouldn't be any fence, no border security. They should just, we should just give them everything. They, in that bill that they passed recently, the so-called HEROES Act, they let prisoners out of prison just because they're 50 years old. It doesn't say, oh, if you're a murderer, you can't get out. They let them out because they're so afraid of COVID getting them. Well, I tell you what, I'm afraid of some murderer getting out, killing me. You know, it's just total insanity to the point that I don't even understand them. I can't even relate to it. It's absolute insanity.
You know, I think there's something bigger going on here, and I just, again, the Democrat Party is in a world of hurt and a world of trouble, and I think that maybe, you know, I said earlier, I think these people, there's a demonic spirit. I mean, this is evil. The things spewing out of their mouths, Congresswoman, just downright evil. I just don't get it.
I don't get it either, and I'm a person of faith, and I think that you're right on that. There is some type of evil going on, and I don't say that lightly. But, you know, and then when they go after Herman Cain, I was watching the committee hearing that you were talking about earlier on TV while I was getting some lunch. And, you know, you have Maxine Waters saying, oh, she starts out saying, oh, Herman Cain, we all care about his family. Then she goes on the attack and says, oh, he was at this rally and he wasn't wearing a mask. But yet these same people say, oh, the mask is there to protect other people. It's not to protect you. So it contradicts what they even say. It's so mean-spirited. It's just unbelievable. And then, you know, I really try to work bipartisan on the things that I can with my Democratic colleagues, and some I have been able to. I've even done a bipartisan bill with Karen Bass, and, you know, because we're in judiciary together. But it's some of these people, I just can't even relate to them at all.
I want to ask you a question about Dr. Fauci. Just a little while ago, he was testifying up on Capitol Hill, and your colleague, Jim Jordan, who has been doing a terrific job, both of you have just done a phenomenal job, but Congressman Jordan really held his feet to the fire. Dr. Fauci was asked whether or not, because he was saying, you know what, we cannot have crowds. We cannot have crowds of people or everybody's going to get the virus. So Congressman Jordan said, okay, well, what about these protests? And he would not go on the record to say that, you know, you've got to stop the protests. And Fauci said, well, you know, we really don't want to tell the government, you know, that they should crack down on the protest. Well, look, they have no problem cracking down on small businesses, no problem cracking down on churches. This just reeks of politics to me.
You know, Dr. Fauci seems like a nice man. I don't know him personally, but he comes across as a nice man. But man, he has been all over the place on this stuff. First, he started out saying it wasn't serious. You know, the whole virus wasn't serious. Don't worry about it. Then he said, don't wear a mask. He told all of us, don't wear a mask. The normal people shouldn't wear a mask. Then now we all have to wear masks. to the point where it's so ridiculous. The other day, I'm in Judiciary Committee, and here we are, and these Democrats, Congresswoman Jayapal, who is in Seattle, denies in Judiciary Committee previously that there even was a takeover of anything in Seattle. She said it was no takeover, just peaceful protesters. But yet people get killed, and you know, shootings happen. And then she, you know, kept on getting on my case because my mask, when I talk, would fall below my nose. So here you have these Democrats that think it's perfectly fine. They don't condemn rioting and looting. They say nothing against that. They want to give $1,200 checks to illegal immigrants. They want to release prisoners from a jail. But my goodness, if your mask falls below your nose, you know, this is just terrible. I'm sorry, but this has become ludicrous. Totally ludicrous.
Just before you came on, we had a radio reporter from our affiliate in Chattanooga, Tennessee. He was threatened with arrest because he was trying to do his job, go to the courthouse, report on a story, was not wearing a mask, and they told him, if you don't wear a mask, we're going to arrest you.
Yeah, and yet here you have the same group of people, all right, that are they're crazy about arresting people that don't wear a mask, or it, you know, falls off their face or something like that. They want to arrest business owners that are just trying to stay in business, but they want to release murderers that are 50 years old or older out into the public. And in New York, you have that, you know, bail system. So they're just leaving, you know, people that are committing violent crimes out into the community so they can commit more violent crimes. They don't want any border security at all. They, in the last bill that the House passed, the so-called Heroes Act, they want to release all people in ICE detention centers. They want to defund Department of Homeland Security. They want to defund and dismantle ICE. And now they want to defund and dismantle the police. It is, but oh my goodness, somebody that's trying to make a living, let's arrest them. Or somebody that doesn't wear a mask, let's arrest them. It is totally upside down. And this election is so very important. There is a huge, clear difference, a clear difference for people. And they need to get out, and they need to be active, and they need to talk to their neighbors.
You're absolutely right, Congresswoman Tebbe Lesko. We're going to have to leave it there, but you're right. This is all about the election, folks. You better get out there and vote. Early voting, get out there, cast your ballot. Congresswoman, always good hearing from you. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Folks, it's just unbelievable. We're going to try to get this audio from Capitol Hill. This just happened a few moments ago. Dr. Anthony Fauci testifying. And he kept asking Dr. Fauci about these massive protests. And Fauci refused to go on the record. He refused. This is the question he asked. Should we limit the protesting? Should the government limit the protesting? And Fauci says, well, I'm not in a position to determine what the government can do in a forceful way. And Jordan says, well, wait a second. You made all these other recommendations. You told people whether or not they should go out on dates or go to a baseball game, whether they should go to church, whether they should wear a mask or not. And Jordan says, I'm just asking you, the protesting is increasing the spread. Should we limit the protest? And Fauci refused to answer that question. What does that tell you about the handling of the coronavirus and the response? If, in fact, this thing is as contagious as they say it is, then why would Fauci not go on the record and say, you know what? Yeah, he could say, I support the protesters, but they can't protest because that's going to spread the virus. But he's not doing that. And that tells me that maybe, just maybe, this thing is not as bad, not as contagious as Fauci and the medical experts are leading us to believe. Otherwise, why are they intentionally, and by the way, hear me here, folks. Otherwise, Fauci, by his refusal to comment, is literally putting people in harm's way. Because I suspect you would at least think some of these Democrats would actually listen to Fauci and not go to the protest. But that's not what it's not happening. is not happening. So something's going on here. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. In the next hour, Trish Regan coming up, our good friend Trish Regan. Also, we do have the back and forth between Jim Jordan and Dr. Fauci. It's a little long, but you need to hear this so you can understand and make an informed decision on what's really going on here. Let me ask you a question. Where do you draw the line? Many of you have said, you know what, okay, fine, I will wear the face mask. But what if the government comes along and says, you know what, well, you got to wear the goggles too. Are you going to wear the goggles? And what happens if they come along and say, well, you know what, that's not good enough. Now you got to wear a face shield. Well, is that where you draw the line? I'm very curious because we're going to have these conversations. Fauci said that, well, we may possibly have a vaccine sometime in the winter. Folks, it's summertime right now, in the winter. It's very possible that this thing is going to go on. And I've been trying, folks, look, I don't have a crystal ball. I'm not some sort of a prophet, but I am a reader and I am an observer. And that's why I've been warning you and asking you questions over the past couple of months now about how far are you willing to let this thing go? And I get a lot of blowback from people. The leftists have been coming after me. And look, again, I don't care if they're coming after me, but they're coming after me. Starnes is just fear-mongering. There's no way this thing's going to last a year. Well, you know what? Fauci is hinting that it will last at least a year, maybe even longer. And I think that one of the reasons why is they want this to become the new normal. And if it goes on long enough, then people are not going to think twice about grabbing a face mask. They're not going to think twice about it. Look, folks, we're heading into a very dangerous point in America right now. The money's going to run out. The money is going to run out. And food supplies, we're going to go through food shortages again. No doubt about it. What's going to happen when those people can't pay the rent? Many of you are already in that situation. And of course, the government's stepping in and they're saying, well, you know what? You're not going to be able to evict somebody if they don't have any money to pay their rent. OK, so what about that homeowner? What about the guy who owns the apartment complex? How does he pay his bills? What happens if the apartment owner can't keep the lights on? He can't pay his electric bill. You say, nobody should go without power. Okay, well, what's the power company supposed to do when nobody's paying their bills? Nobody's paying their electricity bill. How are they supposed to make ends meet? Do you see what's happening here, folks? It's just a series of dominoes. This is where we are. Federal judge in the Western District of Tennessee ruled in favor of the health overlords, saying they do have a right to shut down restaurants that have bars. And many people don't know what to do. A lot of these waiters and waitresses, they live on their tips, which is good money if you can get it. They can't live on $2 or $3 an hour. We are heading into a very, very delicate time in this country. The whole thing could come unraveled. And that's what troubles me. Because the Democrats know this and they want to take advantage of it. So my question, where do you draw the line here? You got Dr. Fauci out there saying now that we ought to stay away from big crowds. What happens if they do come in and say, you know what, you got to shut your church down permanently. You can't have any crowds inside or outside the church. What do you do then? And the reason I ask that is a lot of you have already surrendered your rights. A lot of you have already taken that first step, which was to put on a face mask. And just want to throw this out there. All of you people out there wearing the face mask, and they're saying that just about everybody's wearing a face mask. Why aren't they working? If that's the issue, by and large, when you look at the polling data, everybody's wearing a face mask. Okay, well, if that's true, then why aren't the face masks working? Because more people are coming down with the coronavirus, according to their numbers, which I still dispute. One of two things. If Trump wins, this virus goes on for another 4 years. If he loses, I think the virus is over on November 4th. What do you think about that? 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. We know we have a lot of you folks wanting to weigh in on this, especially you folks in Arkansas, where you guys are really struggling right now with your state leadership, Republicans, who are taking a very, very solid stand over there. At what point do you, as an American citizen, say, you know what, this is the line in the sand, this is the line that we're not going to let the state government cross over? 844-747-8868, our website, toddstearns.com. Check out the live show blog. Trish Regan, coming up after the top of the hour news break. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.